Hi there. It is week three of 2024, and I have still a slight bit of a frog in my throat, but I think that I'm on the mend, which makes sense because I think that the weather is just about to make this turn and come down and be a little bit more manageable. Lately, where I live, it has been like minus 50, minus 40, some very extreme temperatures. Which has made like massive amounts of work around our ranch or our farm. In fact, we've had most of the family rotating shifts, getting up every few hours to be able to crack the waters, making sure that the horses are getting water, excuse me, making sure that everyone's being really monitored and looked after and taken care of. And I will say this week, I am so proud of my family. Because of how they've worked together to be able to get all this done. And oftentimes, when we're uncomfortable, that's when we get cranky. And I'm sure everyone has heard the term, I'm hangry. You're uncomfortable and you're hungry. So you get cranky because you're hungry and you want to eat something. Well, I think being cold or being stressed because something isn't working right or something isn't, easy as we're used to, like, we get frustrated when the can opener won't work or when the stove won't turn on, or sometimes it can just be little things that seem like they're big things. But then when big things really do happen, like getting alert on our phones that we need to conserve power because the power is going to maybe have to go on to be shut off, to be shared, that's like a panic moment for a farm. That's a moment where you're like, we don't have the means for that. The horses wouldn't be able to drink. The waters would freeze. The vehicles have to run. We have to be able to put out the hay. When you're in those moments, that's when you realize that the can opener not working is maybe just like not the biggest deal. And those little things become measurable based off of when serious things happen. And not all of us are not obviously living the same lifestyle. And there are lifestyles where things can be obviously a little bit more extreme and difficult when you move into the cold temperatures like these. So, what's my tip for you? My tip is that although you may not be living on a ranch, where for the last week you've really had to challenge yourself. My tip is that are the things that you're getting worked up about, upset over, stressed out about, are they worth it? Like, is it worth the angst that it's putting on you, your heart, your time, your mind, your body, your spirit? I don't think so. I think this last week was a really good example. And a really eye-opening event for my family to see what's important and what's not. And that when we can let the little things go and they're just not such a big deal, that's what we need to do. In fact, it came from my brother who's visiting right now. Everything started breaking, things stopped starting, freezing. It was just a nightmare. And he said, at minus 40, you kind of got to expect these things to happen. And when we were on the rigs during this temperature, we just knew that this was the time that we would be fixing things instead of working. It was the time where we just, rolled with it, accepted it, moved through it. That made sense. And the moment that we were able to do that is the moment that we all came together. And instead of being frustrated, swearing, or cursing, we were connecting. We were laughing. We were working together as a team. I hope that makes sense, and I look forward to connecting with you next week.